Good morning, Facebook Live. Good morning, YouTube. Today is the 28th September 2019. You know, you can never be found if you're not lost. Ever thought about that? You can never be found if you're not lost. If you have coins in your pocket and you know where they are, they don't need to be found. Welcome aboard Asif Khurshid and Benjamin Gershon. It's about 3:30 in the morning here, Saturday morning on this 28th of September. There's a scripture in Luke, the 19th chapter, says the Son of Man is coming. Have you ever recognized a time in your life when you were lost? I have. I've been out driving around and didn't have a clue where I was. And I need something to seek and save me. So what do? We turn on our smartphones, and if we have Wi-Fi, we can get to somewhere we're going. Jesus Christ is our Wi-Fi. He has sought and saved us. He created us. He's our eternal GPS. Internal GPS. He's our shepherd. He's our savior. He will guide me with his eye. All we like have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. While we were yet in our sins, Christ died for us. So the question that we need to be asking ourselves this morning is, have we been found? And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, rich in mercy for his grace, great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath he quickened together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together to sit, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding richness of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man boast. But we cannot be found if we don't recognize that we're lost. Many deny their lost condition before God. Many are into this self-actualization and self-esteemism and lifting themselves up by their bootstraps and charting their own course, as it were. Without the blood of Christ, there's no remission of sins. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Welcome aboard, Helen Coombe. Glad to have you with us this morning. Hope you're having a good Saturday morning. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports us in the whelming flood. When all around our soul gives way, he then is all our hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may we then in Christ be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. What other ground am I speaking of? What other ground am I speaking of? Church membership? Singing in the choir? Going on mission trips? Whatever work you're trusting in apart from Jesus Christ is what Paul calls dung. He says, I count it all but dung but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Are we trusting in our righteousness? I hope not. I hope we're trusting in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. There's no hope apart from the completed work of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ said it is finished on the cross. And the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. And we had access into the holy place through Jesus Christ. We became prophets, priests, and kings unto God. Well, that's called the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul told them, I marvel. What did he tell the church at Galatia? He said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. I certify, I'm reading Galatians, the first chapter. I certify, you brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Not after man. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Welcome aboard, John Bishop Masika. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Read that one again. For if righteousness came by the law, Christ is dead in vain. No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. The just shall live by faith. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. having been made a curse for us. It is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. It's been revealed to us that we cannot keep the law perfectly. And the law does not avail anything. We need God's grace. We need his mercy. We need his blood. You're all the children of God by the faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. But we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if we be Christ... Bless you, Mark. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We are all heirs of Christ if we're in Christ. We're all his heirs. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Well, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. That's what I want to convey this morning to you. You cannot be found unless you've been lost. You cannot be raised from the dead unless you're dead. Well, God has not imputed our transgressions unto us. Our transgressions have been covered by the blood of Christ. What a wonderful message this morning to us who have been found, who were lost but are now found, who have been given new life in Christ, who have been justified freely by the grace of God. What wonderful news. Not of works that we have done. You know, Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God the Father's demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. Before you and I were ever born, he was slain, you see. His bleeding wounds in hands and feet were a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary for such a wretched sinner, and that wretched sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. Well, the greatest story ever told, and we never get tired of hearing it, how Jesus washed our sins away by his precious blood. The only way we can have truth is it has to be revealed to them. quickened by the Holy Spirit and applied by the blood of the Lamb. If a man is dead in his trespasses and sin, as Christ said, he must be born again. And until this happens, no truth is revealed in him. But when one is born again, the truth of God is embraced and cherished. The believer realizes then they will never perish. For they are foreknown, called, blood-bought, and elected from above, and have been given God's eternal love. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning in a special way this Saturday morning. And let us never forget that we've been given the greatest gift that could ever be given, the gift of eternal life. And sometimes we have to scratch our head and ask ourselves why. Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why? That's the question. Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would he love me before the foundation of the world? Why would he suffer and die on the cross? Why would he pay such a tremendous cost? Why would he promise to come again? Why would he send a comforter while I await his return? Why would he love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because he loved me. Not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to his Son. He did it because of an eternal pact between the three in one. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was his eternal plan. Well, you're in our thoughts and prayers this morning. Remember us as well. God bless. Have a good weekend.